This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. It is March 7th. Mike Adams here with a pandemic.news update. I was working on a story this morning with the title of U.S. hospital beds will be overrun by mid-May due to coronavirus, and I would be linking to my numbers from the pandemic projection model that I put out there. And then imagine my surprise, I go to check Zero Hedge this morning, and there's a story on Zero Hedge that says hospital beds are going to be overrun by May 8th. So a lot of us are starting to think along the same lines here. That article was citing a person who was tweeting, I guess a scientist who was tweeting the sort of obvious effects from the exponential growth of this. And that person was doing some very basic kind of, you know, back of the napkin type of math that showed, yeah, hospital beds are going to be overrun in May. Now, I don't know if that person is what maybe saw my original story and the pandemic projection model that I've put out there, which really revealed 2.16 million deaths by July 4th if we don't change course on this very quickly. Maybe he saw that, maybe he didn't, but it doesn't matter. I mean, a lot of us are starting to think exponentially about this and put out models and projections and really explore what's going to happen in society. Now, that person, whoever did that, who was tweeting that out, and of course I'm banned on Twitter, even though I'm arguably the most accurate journalist on this coronavirus right now. I've been super accurate from day one with the predictions of how this would spread and what the numbers would look like and so on. But that person was saying the hospital beds are overrun by May 8th. The model that I have, which I'm just calling the Adams model for shorthand, my model predicts that that won't happen until mid to late May. But we both agree that it's in May, so we'll just kind of see where the numbers go on this. It's very clear that at some point the hospitals will be totally overrun. So he's right about that, and I am going to go ahead and write my story on this as well, citing the numbers from my projection model. But here's what's critical to understand. As these numbers start to get large in terms of infections, remember that even Dr. Fauci of the NIH said that 15 to 20% of the American people will require hospitalization, or of the infected people. So, you know, you get to, let's say, 1 million infected people, which doesn't take long to get there, by the way. That does happen sometime in May, in case you're curious. You get 1 million infected people, then you need 200,000 hospital beds, let's say, or 150,000 on the low end. Well, how many hospital beds are there free in America? Well, I've done the math on this already. I've talked about it for weeks. There are only 980,000 hospital beds in the entire country. On any given day, about 75% are occupied. So we're talking about fewer than 250,000 hospital beds free in America. And by the way, those are not biocontainment hospital beds. So once you factor in how many are biocontainment that would be appropriate for the coronavirus patients, that number is very, very small, fewer than 10,000 in my estimation, although I still can't find a source that tells us exactly how many, but I can't imagine it's over 10,000 of those beds across the country. It's probably like 3,000 or something, but I'm just going to be generous, and let's say there's 10,000, you know, just to be generous with that number. Well, the 10,000 beds get overrun in April, by the way, so we don't even make it to May if you got to have biocontainment beds. But let's just say that then nurses and doctors decide, well, we're just going to put these people in regular hospital beds, and then we, the medical staff, we will wear masks and wear gloves, and we'll have personal protective equipment. Because, of course, they know that masks work, even though the Surgeon General told you that masks don't work, to try to prevent you from buying them so that they could stock up. So you're being accused of being a hoarder for buying the same gear that they, the government and the hospitals, are hoarding. Because that gear works. I mean, imagine that. The propaganda on this is outrageous. It's malicious. It's criminal, what they're trying to tell the American people, which is the opposite of what they themselves are doing. But in any case, sometime in May, it's pointless because everybody's going to be sent home to die. And when that happens, because the hospitals are full, then infections really start to spread because nobody can successfully self-quarantine, it seems. They just infect family members and infect neighbors, and then people don't even honor the self-quarantine. They just go out to the mall, like coughing and sneezing all over everything. Ah, I just needed a pair of socks, you know? They don't count that as breaking the quarantine because they said, I was only out there for 35 minutes. Well, guess what? The virus only needs 5 seconds. So people won't comply. It will spread like crazy. And the mortality rate will skyrocket. So the mortality rate of those infected goes then to 15%. Right, exactly. So you thought there were only going to be 2 million dead. That doesn't even factor in what happens when the hospital beds get overrun. You start to factor that in, those numbers start to look closer to, 10 million plus. I mean, they start to get crazy. I don't even want to say where they go. One of the things that I'm guilty of in all this is not telling you the full numbers that I already have calculated. And I know you can condemn me for that, but I assure you, those numbers would seem terrifying is not even the right word for it. Those numbers would seem impossibly apocalyptic. If I told you the real numbers, if I use, for example, in this model, if I use an R-naught value of 4 instead of 1.82, then this model predicts many tens of millions of deaths by the summer. So it's way worse than what I have in this model, by the way. Way worse. And since we still have a scenario here in America where basically nobody's being tested, or almost no one, almost no airport screening is happening that's effective. And in LA, 2 of the airport screeners are themselves infected. So you walk through an airport, the screener infects you. So who's screening the screeners? Well, and what if those screeners are infected? And then somebody has to screen the airport screening screeners. You know what I mean? It becomes insane. But if you follow the math on this, it does become insane. It becomes apocalyptic. It becomes a dystopian science fiction, worst case scenario type of situation very, very quickly. And when I try to ask people, there's a lot of people, most people downplaying this. They just have these weird, bizarre emotional responses. Oh, it won't be that bad. Okay, how does it stop? You ask them that. How does this stop? Nobody's got an answer for that. I've asked lots of people. How does it, you tell me how this stops? Because the virus just replicates in people's lungs and it spreads through aerosolized particles and contact surfaces and social interaction. How does this stop? You tell me, genius, how this thing stops. How about that? Nobody's got an answer. They just give you BS thing. Oh, the government will stop it. Okay, well, how does the government stop it? I don't know. The CDC will stop it. Okay, how does the CDC stop it? When they're not testing anybody. I don't know. Okay, you tell me. Well, there'll be a vaccine. The NIH says vaccine is 18 months away and it might not work. How does it stop before 18 months? I don't know. You know, it just comes down to basically people are like, I wish it stops. I don't want to think about it. Okay. Well, there you go. There's your honest answer. You don't want to think about it. Because people like that, they're going to die in large numbers. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You know me. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. People are going to die in large numbers. People who are too stupid or too, I don't know, mentally fragile to embrace the truth about what's happening here. I feel sorry for them. And I've tried to wake them up for 20 years. I've tried to teach people to be preppers for 20 years. I've been carrying a gun since 1997, maybe. I don't know. I've been a prepper for over 20 years, and I've been teaching preparedness, and it's all been the same the whole time. Oh, you tinfoil hat wearing kooks. You think you need water. Have you ever tried living without it? You know, oh, you got cans of food under your bed. You're a kook. You probably heard things like that. Well, guess what? Call me whatever you want, but I'll have calories and you'll be prostituting out your body for a can of beans, like pork and beans. You'll be getting porked for pork and beans because you'll be so desperate and starving. How about that? You know, it's not insane to be prepared. It's actually very, very smart. And I shouldn't even mention this, but I will. What the heck? friend of mine who runs a major online retailer of preparedness supplies. I'm not going to say his name because he didn't give me permission to quote him on this. He's been around the world as, we'll just say, an operator. And he said, no, Mike, here's what you're going to see in America. You're going to see parents prostituting out their young sons and daughters for food. That's what's coming to America because, as he said, I've seen it in other countries. I've seen it. When times get desperate, parents turn their children into, well, sex for hire, prostitutes. When the starvation kicks in, that's the only, quote, asset that they think they have. And I guess there's some crazy perverts out there. Well, we know there are. They're called, you know, Hollywood directors and high-level Democrat donors, whatever, who are pedophiles, and certain priests and so on. They're pedophiles. And yeah, they'll go start porking a bunch of kids, I guess, if they have an opportunity. Who's that Subway guy? Jared, whatever. Mr. Pedophilia, I lost 100 pounds and I started porking 14-year-old girls. What, really? What's wrong with you, man? But whatever, I shouldn't have gone there. I know it's just the thought of it is just too twisted and sickening, but you're going to see that twisted side of humanity. You're going to see it and you're going to cringe. You might see it in your own neighborhood. You might have a neighbor knock on your door and ask you, if you want to have sex with their, you know, child, male or female, whatever they think you're into, in exchange for a meal. I'm not even kidding. That's the kind of thing that's going to happen because people aren't prepared. So all that mocking behavior and all that satire against preppers, oh, you're tinfoil hat wearing people, that's going to be over real damn quick. And it's going to become a tragedy, a sickening pedophilia twisted tragedy of desperation and starvation and every sick, twisted, demonic, evil human behavior that you can imagine. That's what's coming to America because nobody wants to tell the truth. And all the voices of truth, like myself, are censored. Oh, isn't that amazing? And the only official sources you get from Google and the media and everywhere else and the CDC, they're all liars. They're all criminal liars. They withheld the testing. They don't do airport screening at any sufficient level. They don't test American people who are infected. They lie. And this is spreading all across America. There will be millions infected and dead. And society will collapse to a large extent if we don't change course immediately. And I don't see any evidence that we're changing course because President Trump is out there saying, this is fine. It's no problem. Everybody should go to work to keep the stock market going, I guess, that you're going to wake up one day and this is going to magically vanish, you know, things like that, things that are insane, insanely uninformed, I should say. And he's surrounded by horrible people who have lied to him this entire time. But Trump has a responsibility to fire those people now, fire the head of the CDC, especially, and get good people who will advise him of the truth. The president needs, he should call me to the White House, for God's sake. I'll tell him the way it is. But I wouldn't even travel at this point anyway, because I'm not getting on an airplane. I mean, anybody who knows what's happening is already going into at least partial bug out mode. I've had conversations with people. All traffic or air flights are banned for that person and no more restaurants. They're not even going out to eat anymore because they know how serious this thing is. And by the way, my own personal policy is about to go that same direction. I'm not flying anywhere. Soon I won't be going out to eat because restaurants are filthy. They use the same filthy dish rag on every table. They don't even rinse it out. It's just wiping that table, just spreading the same viruses and bacteria and mold table to table. I mean, you know, if you've ever worked in a restaurant, you know what I'm talking about. It's a petri dish of filth. So yeah. And in places where this is spreading, you can bet restaurants will be hubs of outbreaks. No question about it. All right. Thanks for listening. Check pandemic.news. We'll see you later. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited.
It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.